playing Buffalo. We were winning the game in the last couple minutes of the game, and we were ahead. So I wanted to run out the clock, and we run out the clock, the game is over. So I was calling sweeps, so we would run out of time. So I called sweep, Floyd on a sweep, and he fumbled the ball, and Buffalo picked it up and ran all the way down the field and scored. We only have a couple of minutes left in the game, and not even 2 minutes left in the game.
He says, hey, we're going to beat these guys, and all I need for you to do is go sideline to sidelines. Don't go out of bounds and don't fumble the ball. Well, I was going sideline to sidelines and not trying to make any yards, and I tripped over my own foot, and the ball just fell out. I mean, nobody tackled me. The ball just fell out, and I remember down on the ground, and Butch Bird picked up the ball, and he started heading the wrong way, and then I got up off the ground, and I ran and caught him. And they, you know, with 20 seconds or so left, they kicked the field goal, and we were down.
And Saban didn't call in. He didn't send any plays or nothing. So I had a play that I wanted to run because I was calling my own plays. And on this particular play, I was going to isolate Floyd on a linebacker on an out and up. And I figured Floyd could beat the linebacker. So I'm getting ready to call the play, and I look in the huddle, and Floyd's not in the huddle. Fran Lynch was in the huddle. Well, Fran didn't have the speed that Floyd had, but I still had to call the play. We didn't have enough time in the huddle. So I'm getting ready. I look over at Fran. Well, I got to call it. So I got ready to call a play, and in runs Floyd.
And that's when he fired me. He says, I want you out of here. I want you gone. And I got so mad, I started to the south stands to leave, and then I changed my mind in the end zone and came back in the huddle, and Fran Lynch had replaced me, and I said, Fran, you got to go. And Lou was telling him to stay, and I was telling Fran to go, and then the referee told me, you guys got 12 minutes. If you don't get out, I'm going to throw a flag. I said, I don't care how many flags you got, and I'm going to stay, and you're going to keep calling, throwing flags until it's dark. I don't care. I'm not leaving.
I got flushed out of the pocket, and I turned right and threw the ball. It was like 66 yards in the air, a perfect strike, and Floyd caught it. We're down on the 12. Bobby Hatfield kicked the field goal, and we win the game.
What are you going to do? I said, then, man, just throw it to the south stand. You throw it, I'll get it. So, you know, the ball come out of the about 60-some-odd yards, and I went up and caught it. Yep, and they penalized 50 yards, marched the ball down the 10-yard line, and Bobby Hatfield was our kicker, and Bobby was coming in, and I said, Bobby, you got to do this for me. He said, I got it. He kicked the field goal. Time ran 5 seconds ago. He kicked the field goal. We won the game, and...
So I never knew what transpired between the time that Floyd wasn't in the huddle until the time that he ran into the huddle. I didn't know what was going on. You know, I was on the field with my team trying to win the game. You know, I congratulate Floyd. So Floyd and I are coming off the field, and Lou Saban ran up to Floyd and said, you got one more game. You got one more game. And I'm trying to figure out what he – and then he walked away. I said, Floyd, what's that all about? He said, he's a magician. Do you realize that he cut me? He said, he cut me, you know, when I fumbled that ball. And I put myself back on the field.
He called me over to the side when I was walking off the field. He says, I'm gonna give you one more week.
And it turned out to be a little bit longer than a week.
It turned out to be my whole career.